Gimel ben Aleph. Let's start again from the first of the widest lines. Amar Rabba Bar Chanan Rabbi Yochanan. Ma'ariv Tziv Ki Yisharim Dach Yashem Tzadikim Yechol Bom Fashim Yikashlo Bom Moshe L'Shtem Ben Yodam Shetzolo Es Pischein. Two people prepared the Korban Pesach. Echad Ochlo L'Shum Mitzvah. One ate it with intent for Mitzvah. Echad Ochlo L'Shum Achil Agasa. So the unfortunate little bit here that chilat gasa doesn't mean the bona fide chilat gasa we had in Yuma, a person is so full that when he eats it, he's kotz b'macholoi. He finds eating it repulsive. The potan yom kippur is not, it's not considered a ma'isa b'chila. It's not over here. It just means the same enjoying, just at the same type of. He was ravenous, and he was eating it the same type of. He found a way to take the Darchi Hashem and do something positive with it. Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, excuse me, that the opportunity of mitzvah instead tempted him to first focus on feeding himself. So he was nichshol. Amalei Rish Lakish. So the pshat in the pasuk of poshim mekashabom is he's a pesheh. Pesheh is a form of rishus. Hi, Rasha Karisala. You can't call him a Rasha. And he deloy ka abed mitzvah min amuvcher. Pesach miyaka obed. He ate the korban pesach. That's why Tosfos over here learns that you can't mean a bona fide achila gasa, because bona fide achila gasa, you're not yet to the pesach either. It's not. It doesn't have a shame of a ma'isa achila. So it just means the same type of. So he ate it for the wrong reason, but the ma'isa he ate the korban pesach. We have a rule like we had him in Tzatzis Kedushin. Way back when, right? And Daf Mem Gimel, the Gemara says that Misasi B'Chalam Marayis is Chayiv Shekein Nehenna. So when it comes to Maisim of Achila, the Hanoah gives it a shame of a Maisa, even though it wasn't the person's intent. So it can't be the case over here.
So, I understand what Rabbi Yochanan's was thinking. Is he just trying to distinguish between, things on an optimal and things on a suboptimal way?
Well, the point of the pasuk is, well, the Yikashuvah means here the Russian put a mitzvah chila in front of you. Mitzvah chila can be very attractive as the chila part of it. So this element of being nichshol, the mitzvah itself is what's causing him to be nichshol. The ways of Kadosh Baruch Hu itself, so Rechon's point was the person could have a taiva, and that he's just eating the same taiva. And the mitzvah generated that, as it were. But Rish Lakish just tying his back, but you can't the and the pesheya is the even the word pesheya has two connotations to it. It means it's an element of negligence. Sharber is pesheya. It's element of negligence. It means he didn't use it properly. Didn't take care of it properly. But when it's used in the context of mitzvahs and averus, it's used. Pesha is a high madrega of rishus. Right, it's Pastor Rashi says is the person who it's bemazed, he's doing a very bemazed. So the usage of the lashon of poshim in the psukim would mean not so much that they're negligent, as more as the long lashon that he's a rishus. He says that's how it's used in the context of the term in mitzvahs. So Rish Lakish's title is you can't put the title of pesheya on him. I get your point, but you can't call him a pesheya. Okay, so Ella, what's the marshal? Marshal the shtemini adam zeh ishtoi machosi imoy zeh ishtoi machosi imoy. Each one has his sister and his wife together with him in the bayis, and they had a maisa of tashmish. And zeh nizdam lo yach ishtoi, zeh nizdam lo yachosi. Zeh shizdam lo ishtoi snikem yachubam. It's a mitzvah oino. So the mitzvah, the mice of Tashmish was the mice of Siddiqim Yechubam. And the Zesh Yisdam Aloy Achosu, Pashim Mekosh Lubam. We're assuming that there was some level of negligence in his part. So Mor says, that's true, but midami, that doesn't fit into the pasuk. The point of the pasuk is you have one ma'isa, which one mitzvah, one ma'isa, which it can be used appropriately or inappropriately. Over here, two ma'isa. One is a ma'isa be in his wife. One is a ma'isa be in his sister. Not kamina the chara derech. It's that Yisharim Darchi Hashem, the Darchi Hashem are Yosher, and that same Maisa can be abused or used properly. Here, it's sort of a things. So that Ella Moshe Leloid Yishtei Ben Yosef Imai. The Maisa of Loit and his two daughters, Heishen Iskabda Leshem Mitzvah, the Tzidikim Yochubam. Who she is on the Shem Avera who pushed me kosher lebom. So for vis-a-vis vote, it was considered an act it was denigrating. But the Torah describes it in various different terms of that denigration vis-a-vis Lot. And Chazal said that the two daughters believed that, that the world had been destroyed, and that they had a responsibility to repopulate the world. They were doing l'shem mitzvah. So this act over here, which was being done for them, Yisharim Darchi Hashem. The Morris says, how do we know that he was mechaber on the shame of Aaron, not the shame mitzvah? So Amar Bi'erchon and Kol Pasuk is there al shame Avera. So the following pasuk, every element of the pasuk is bringing out some element of Avera. There's a gears of lo sechol daitach the Amar Bi'erchon. The pasuk says the Neymar. So the pasuk says we isaloy to say no, but yaris kol kikar yadeng tikula mashke. So just go over there. Ashes Potiphar had intent to do something improper. Lloyd, he was also looking for proper things to do. It says es einov, just like it says ki he yishar be'enai. It says by Shimshon that he took the lila ki he yishar be'enai. He's and Chazal say we had insight to that he's went after einov, which he was nichshol. He followed his eyes. Vayar, he saw kol kikar yarden. Vayar saw Shechem ben Hamor. It says by Shechem ben Hamor that he saw Dina and desired her. So why does the pasuk use the word referred to it as kikar, which is like a plain, the plains? But it also means kibar isha zaynah at kikar lechem. Pasuk says in Mishlei that a person will take his last morsel of food out of his mouth to be able to be with the zaynah. He'll take the kikar all the way to his loaf of bread. But use the word lechem, kikar lechem. Kikulo mashke. He saw that the kikaryan is kulo mashke. So the pasuk says elcha achareim mehavai nasei lachmi umemai tsamri upishti shamni v'shikuyoi. So the pasuk describes Klal Yisrael's decision to leave a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and compares it to a woman who leaves her husband to go after those that she's being zayna with, and it describes it that they give her these different things, and it says mashke. So yes, he was a man who was desirous of snus in various different ways in the pasuk. But this mice itself, he was drunk, so he wasn't aware. So this mice itself, you cannot describe him as a pesheya. Tanam Yishum Rabbi Yossi Bar Rav Chayni Lama Nakar Al Vav. It says Lo Yada B'Shichva Ubekuma. So he was not aware when she lay down and when she got up. So the word Ubekuma and the Vav of Ubekuma, the Shuruk, there's a dot on top. Shal Bechira of the older daughter. Elormer Shabashikhwa Lo Yada Avakuma Yada. He was not aware when she lied down with him but Ubekuma, when she got up, he was aware. In general, Rashi says a few places that the dot on top of the word or top of a letter is to be interpreted as if it's not there. So that there was some element of not being aware of Ubekuma, there was some element of, as if it just said Lo Yada B'Shichva, and it didn't say the word Ubekuma, Lo Yada B'Shichva, but Ubekuma he did know. So Mar says, okay, fine, now what? He knows about it. My habit of the man, but what? So now, what action are we expecting of him that he didn't do? So the Mar says, by the Haba, Nafkamina, the Panya Achrino, Lo Yibor, the Mishte Chamra. The next evening, Mehechachav the Emesh is Ovi, right? So the next night, he should not have agreed to drink wine, being aware that this might happen with the other daughter. Okay, let's see the rush.
What are they?
What? I call it the pasuk. The Bechira says to the Tzeira, Hein shechab the emesh azavi. Let's go do it again. So the next night when they tried to do it, it's supposedly in the case it was the following night. It wasn't like months later that he forgot about it. It was the next night. He was aware of what was happening. So, yeah.
His drush is like the opposite of what you would have thought, right? Because they end up saying something that's in a veira could still be a mitzvah. Right, you would have thought that, the mitzvot that Hashem is giving you, the Rosh Hashanah will sort of mess it up and it'll be, considered an avera.
Right.
The opposite. Why didn't you talk about, learning Torah?
We're going to get to it. On the base. But the same. So it comes like Darchei Hashem. I mean, we see from the Psukim that from a lot there was supposed to come out these two nations. So this was the way of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So this is it's Darchei Hashem in that sense. this was the true destiny was supposed to happen. Had Esh's Lot been alive, maybe it would have been played out in a different way. But from Lot was supposed to come out these two nations. His daughters found a way to turn this action into a mitzvah. Right? This Derech Hashem into a mitzvah.
I understand the pshat, even, I mean, because, you know, there's the whole dialogue as to, you know, Lot wanting to go to a different place, and I don't know, it makes it sound like it's, they knew that it's Stone and Amora that was destroyed, but not necessarily the rest of the world.
I always have that question, like, you know, that they were, you have to assume that the Benos Lots were not really aware of what was going on outside of their world, because, I mean, they thought Avram, they survived, but Avram was killed. I mean, like, you know, that's not logical, right? You know, I never worked out the chronology, like how many years after the parade between the two this mitzvah took place. You know, could be, you know, they were brought up in a world with, they were the younger daughters. You know, all the daughters were already married. There's, you know, according to Pesukim, it seems to be that he had six daughters. He had two Arusas and two, or at least four. He had two, which ones were already in the Suez, and at least two Arusas, and at least two were the Arusas whose husbands were killed, or it means that they were, there's two besides that. But at least, the truth has to be four, because the Pesukim says, I have Shtepanos. He tells the Rashi's time. He offers them. If he had four, if he had two daughters besides, he would have four daughters at home. And how old they were? I don't know how. They, you know, they didn't really know about Avram. Can't imagine that Esh's Lot was allowed to talk about Avram in the house. Okay, Nehida Loi Oven Pesim and Amufker Mitzvah Mimia Kov, the Rosh. It's not called the Maisa Chila Bechlal. In case Isser Ovid Shoyot Nechavosa, that Shabirachan is right. If it's talking about the Chila Gasa, so he took a mitzvah and he made it into a non mitzvah. That itself is improper. So what's Rish Lakish's question? He did the Pesach. Yeshem the Halakha Gomer. Nehi the Lord Yotze Yedechavosa Mechilas Pesach. Rasha Karisale, you can't call him a Rasha. Mahay Yochel Asis, he Kovar Seveya Einloy Liman Milechol. Vein Roy Loch Karisa Rasha Imochli. So the appellation of Peshaya is incorrect. Right, Tom Tirits the Trey Gavne Chilagasa Havu. Also Marishuk. He's severe to the point that he finds Achila repulsive. And he gets no type of pleasure out of the Achila at all. That's when you say that a person eats him Achila Gas, it's not called Achila. So he's just eating it, and our Gemara just to shame the taiva, not because he's not the shame itself.
I mean, there's something ironic about that. I mean, it's nechal l'sova. I mean, it's supposed to have an
yes.
element of.
So there really are three madrigas. It's the same path which the tzaddik is able to navigate it and not be nichshol, and the rosh is nichshol. The rochim is a ball. The shtub is a ball. So what's the Veira? He wants to be with his daughter. Even if the current opinion, which says Goy is Mutter Bebitoi, Midor Hamabu Veilach Gadru Aleim Gadr, which means the Girsa, that's similar to Girsa of Erva. Partial Meroiv Arroyas. They, after the Dormabel, the nations in general, even the Arroyas which were permitted to them, they were refraining from in order to create a getter. And I'll prove it to you, because if the Kodman Dormer, they're a mutter, how does he learn the Pesukim that they had this plan of getting him drunk in order to be able to have relations with him? If it's mutter, just do it. Terry says it wasn't mutter. I mean, it was mutter according to that mandomer, but there was a getter arayas. This is one of the things that they regarded themselves from. And here he is doing it. So it's interesting. So the going back to the Rosh Chodesh Derech, the way he ties it, the Derech Hashem is how the way about a nichshol, a Rosh nichshol. So he's not even describing it as a mitzvah. It's a path that Rosh laid out for you, where there's potential for being nichshol. The tzaddik is able to navigate it. And not be nichshol, and the rush is nichshol. So that the application is very nice. Here is an action which is very to navigate. It's not easy, and they were able to navigate it, and not be nichshol, and he was nichshol. So. There's nothing more. Dorish Rava. So what's on the pasuk? If it's pasuk Mishle, Ach Nifshe Mikiryas Oiz Umid Yonim Kibriach Armon. So what does that pasuk mean? So Ach Nifshe Mikiryas Oiz Zeloit. So he was Avram's Ach. They were Noshem Achim and Achno. And he was nifsha for being with the city of strength, being with Avraham. It appears to me Avraham. So then the argument, the midyonim is also like they were done him back and forth. They had a reeve. It left them kivriach armon, like the lock that you put in the palace, like the crossbeam that you put to lock to secure the entrance to the palace. Shehitla midyonim. Kibrichim ba'armon, kibrichim da'armon, I think is a good thing. Ben Yisrael la'amon is one girsa. Because it says la'yavoy amoni mabi b'kal Hashem. So his actions led to this prayer that they remained, that they cannot join together. I don't know if it's a chazal or not. Never once saw him. He's in Reb Aaron Sefer on Chumash. Reb Aaron Cutler, Mishnah Reb Aaron, that when Avram said to Lot, "Al tihinam mariva beinenu," but kiyashem, we're achim, but he pardoned me a lie. Let's separate. that he part of the Melai became the reality of the relationship between Klai Yisrael and Amon and Moab, that they remained distinct and separate. So David HaMelech, which when the Melech Amon was in a state of he was mourning, David sent Tatkumen, and they assumed that he sent them the purpose of being spies, and sent them back. They shaved off half of their beards and sent them back. So Rav Aaron says that David Melech didn't understand that the pasuk says that it's going to be you cannot bridge that gap, bridge of the divide. That's what the pasuk is saying. He part of the Melech. That's what the Mor is saying over here. That this fight which they had left them with this reality. Dorsh Rabba, with him and Rabbi Yitzchok, might have seen the Tavi Bakash Nifrod, also Pasuk of Mishlei, that the making time of the goal, it creates a pirdo, creates this separation. And the whole Tashia, and then the Pasuk says, Yiskalo. And the all of the ways, the paths of trying to figuring out the Neitzah, he'll become revealed. There'll be no way to get away from that reality. So what does it mean? The Tavi Makashivra, the Lloyd who went after this time that he had separated him from Avram, and the result eventually was this action, this story. So Chazal Dasha, the word Toshia is referring to the Torah. She is Kala Pana, but they can see as well the Midrashas. So wherever you go, in Toshia, wherever you go in the world of the Torah, everybody knows about what he did. This became a public knowledge. So it's a pasuk in the Torah, and it's a Mishnah in the Masechta Kedusha.
It's interesting because from his side, his side was the problem. It was they who were Hashem Shemayim, and nevertheless, it's an Israel.
Yeah, but the women are mutter. What's the difference? The difference is the intent. We could have a scenario where a person doesn't have Avera, but it's done totally the Shem Shemayim, and the results will be more positive than a mitzvah which is Shalom Lishma. So the Mor says, "Omer Yehuda Rav, Elam Yasek Adam B'Tar Mitzvahs Afilah Shalom Lishma." Shetar Shalom Lishma, Bal Lishma. We cannot look at a mitzvah Shalom Lishma as being negative. It's described as being positive. Elam Kim Mitzvah Shalom Lishma. It's not better, but it's equal. And Avera Lishma is considered the equivalent of a mitzvah. A mitzvah Lishma has the advantage of both the mitzvah and Lishma. But Avera Shalom Lishma is the equivalent of mitzvah Shalom Lishma, that there is reward for both of them. To see, where do you see an example of this? Tavarach Minoshim Yo'el Eshes Chemer Akeni Minoshim Bo'el Tavarach. So in Shir Tavarach it says that Yo'el is the wife of Chemer Akeni, is given a bracha greater than the nashim and the oil. Man nashim shib oil served the bracha b'leia. So what she did, gave her an opportunity of praise greater than the imams. So what's the ver over there? So Sisera is running away, and he came to Yael, and what Yael did was that she allowed him to revile her, and that weakened him to the point that she was able to kill him. So he did it seven times. And in the pasuk, actually two pasukim. It mentions the act languages of Kara and Nafal and Shachav, all these lashonos of lying with being with her. Karan the Fal Shachav, Ben Rizlev, Karan the Fal, but Hashir Kara, Sham the Fal Shadu. So is it Kara Nafal Shachav, Kara Nafal, Kara Nafal? Okay, so it's in one pasuk, it's seven times. Mor says, she had pleasure from the Maisibia, so that takes away the sense of a very lishma. So Mor Amr Biachan called the lesson, she did not feel it being beneficial and pleasurable in any way. Shemar Rishon tells by Avraham Avinu that Laban, not by Avraham Avinu, by Yaakov Avinu, the Laban is chasing after him. The Russian comes to Laban the night before they meet. Don't say anything nice to Yaakov. The Russian says, "What's the shleft?" Allah, Shavuot to Russia raw. He ate the shramina. That from Yaakovino's vantage point, the toiv which Laban would bestow upon him is just bad for him. So don't give him any like nice things. What you perceive as being nice, the Yaakov would not describe it like that. So it's kind of brings him here that in the world of doing something which has potentially being improper, you're able to navigate it relying on the fact that you're doing it with the right intent. But if the intent is missing, so as a person says Lashon Hara to Ellis, so if it's a Tuelis, so that's your intent, so it's a mitzvah. Once you're intent, even if what I'm saying is it's 100% mutter to say, but if that's not my intent, I'm enjoying the fact that so and so is getting his comeuppance. So it becomes, it's awesome. Okay, let's leave the rush for tomorrow.